This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the January 6th committee will hear from then-President Trump's acting attorney general during the riot at the U.S. Capitol, Jeffrey Rosen. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
This month's final hearing is expected to highlight testimony from former Justice Department officials about Trump's proposals to reject the election results. The select committee investigating the Capitol riot plans to continue its public hearings into next month. Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Many Americans are ditching the car, riding their bikes, or carpooling to get to work as gas prices remain high. Gas is $4.94 a gallon this morning. Why is it so high? We ask Chief Economist Mark Sandy at Moody's Analytics.
Oil prices are up largely, almost entirely, because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the disruptions of Russian oil supply. Russia produces a lot of oil, exports a lot of oil, and that's come off the market. So it's just supply and demand. If you have, you know, less supply, and of course the economy is generating demand for oil, then, you know, prices have to go up, and that's exactly what's been happening.
President Biden's asking Congress to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months. That would save about 18 cents a gallon on gas. He's urging states to do the same thing. The Kremlin was asked this morning about the possibility of a political settlement to the war in Ukraine. It's possible, said the Kremlin spokesman, after Ukraine meets all the Russian demands. No word on why this happened, but a helicopter crashed in West Virginia, killing all 6 people on board. The Weather Service is warning about that dangerous heat wave in the South. They're going to feel heat for the rest of the week. This is AP News. A not guilty plea from a man accused of trying to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Nicholas Roski from California was arrested outside Kavanaugh's home near Washington. An FBI agent's affidavit said he was armed with a gun and a knife, was carrying zip ties, and was dressed in black, and also called local police to say he had traveled from California to kill Kavanaugh. After his arrest, Roski told a police detective he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark abortion case, and was also upset over the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, and believed Kavanaugh would vote to loosen gun control laws. Roski remains in custody. A tentative trial date was set for August 23rd. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Baltimore Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson has died. He was 26. No word yet on the cause of death. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.